I'm Amy Faust, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday on All Classical Portland, we celebrate the young musicians right here in our community. Rylan Farren-Jones might not like me saying this, but he doesn't quite think like a typical 17-year-old. A senior at Lincoln High School in Portland, Rylan is a violin player with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony Orchestra, who we're hearing in the background now. He's funny and he's smart, but unlike his peers, he has zero interest in video games or any type of social media. What he does care about passionately is music, and he has a distinctly vivid way of interacting with the pieces that he plays, which we will get to soon. Now first, Rylan, do you remember any of your younger performances?
You've probably heard about like the Suzuki books, and they're broken up into like volume one, volume two, volume three. Like every time I finished one of those, I would like have like a little recital at my house, and I'd invite some of my friends. And I did the volume one recital maybe when I was like 9.
Wait, you threw your own recitals at your house?
I did. Yeah, I was a diva.
In middle school, at Catlin Gable, there were a few fellow students who were serious about classical music, but not many, which is why MYS was such a great fit for Rylan.
I first joined in 8th grade after hearing from my teacher, and I was put in their concert orchestra, which is their second orchestra, like down from the top, that's just symphony orchestra. And I had a pretty good time, played some fun stuff. I decided to go back next year, and then I got an email saying I got into symphony orchestra, and I was completely blown away.
So it sounds like you pretty quickly skipped a few rungs on the ladder there.
Well, skipping a few rungs on the ladder is maybe a little bit of an overstatement, because symphony orchestra is mostly high schoolers. I think I was a sophomore, but there were 2 7th graders there, and I was just like, eesh.
So how would your fellow MYS musicians describe you, do you think? Like, oh, he's the person who, what?
I'm the person who tells everybody to listen to everything by Shostakovich.
It's true. It's a bit of a mission for Rylan to get others to love the music that he loves.
I have texted I have one friend who is interested a lot in like history, and I have sent them entire essays and messages about Shostakovich's life. And I'm just like, do you see how it informed his work? Maybe you should listen to it.
So if you're trying to convince a non-classical music lover how great this format is there a specific piece that you use for that?
3rd movement, Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. That one, if there's anybody who doesn't like that, I just do not understand them on a fundamental level. Like, I'll send it to them and I'm just like, if you don't like this, you're a monster. There is nobody who doesn't like that.
Ah, so you've successfully converted some of your friends?
No, I've not converted them by any means. They're just tolerant.
Now, when you ask Rylan to describe the feelings that he puts into the music when he's playing, this is where things get a little wild.
I know, my whole thing is it is like metaphors and images to go through it, including like waltzing rats, and came up with bird strike.
Okay, so hold on. So those are the images that you associate with the piece when you're playing it. Are there more of these?
Rowdy preschoolers and a shopper taking forever and making everybody behind them really mad, but is blissfully ignorant of all of their anger.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like you're creating sort of a story to help convey the emotions of the piece. Is that what you're doing?
Not necessarily a story, but like one passage might have like a certain image you're trying to evoke. Everybody agrees that there's some music that sounds like happy and some that sounds sad. It's like kind of just taking a simple adjective and like kind of taking it a step farther, where it's like a complete picture rather than just like a word.
Okay, this is super interesting, Rylan, and I wonder if you'll play a little game with me, okay? Let's just drop the needle on a few pieces that you really love, and then you can tell me what images that you associate with these pieces. Okay, here's some Prokofiev.
I have 2 for this one. One is a serial killer, carousel, and the other is like an icy black hand beckoning you. My friend had a good one for this one, which was floating on a cloud, but the cloud is made of nails.
Okay, that was a little more than I bargained for, but cool. Let's try this one. I know you like Jesse Montgomery.
That one's the having the tip of your finger wet and going around the rim of a wine glass.
Ah, it does sound like that. I love that. We're speaking with Ryland Farron-Jones, a senior at Lincoln High School and a violin player for the Metropolitan Youth Symphony. And I think you're starting to see how unique Ryland's mind is, which is probably why his favorite performing experience thus far has been with the MYS group The Misfits, playing with some visiting musicians from Boston's renowned ensemble, A Far Cry. The piece is called Tenebrae, and it's by Osvaldo Golijov.
It was a weird piece. It was really weird. This is actually probably the piece that spurred the whole wacky metaphor thing, because they would oftentimes, in text above the lines, it would say things like tropical frogs at night. There was this one cello solo that had like majestic celestial floating through an empty void. When we first got the music, the whole group collectively was just kind of like, what is this? it was so strange to look at on the page, but it's a beautiful piece.
So Ryland, since adjectives and descriptions are obviously your thing, I don't want to sound too much like a college interviewer, but why don't you give me the three adjectives that best describe you?
I have a college app that asks this very question. I'm currently in a debate with my mom because I want to say contradictory, egomaniacal, and humble, but apparently that's not okay.
I so want you to do that.
I should, but no.
Thank you so much, Ryland Farron-Jones. I'm Amy Faust, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. on All Classical Portland, we celebrate the young musicians right here in our community. All episodes of On Deck are available at our website, along with photos and videos of our featured young artists. To listen to this episode again, or to learn more about Ryland, go to allclassical.org and look for On Deck with Young Musicians under the Programs tab. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you on deck again soon.